All right, Tech Tuesday time. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab. Saturdays, 9 to 11, right here on WTIC, News Talk 1080. We usually do it at 8:20. We have Steve Hofstetter, the comedian, coming in for the whole 8 o'clock hour. So Eric's very flexible and gracious and willing to come in a little earlier. And we get the video, which you'll post on your Facebook page later.
We'll share it out.
You know, the issue of passwords.
Oh my gosh,
is something that comes up all the time, yes, and everyone's got their own system. I try to vacillate between two or three. None of them are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. None of them are a password. None of them are QWERTY, but they are relatively consistent and probably hackable.
Yes,
and so I'm not going to share them with everyone right now. But we have not gotten any better. But
no.
I'm better than the. I mean, those password, you know, the number one password in America. If that's really true, do you believe that to really be true?
I do. We've talked about it for years, Brian. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the leading password.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Obviously, password is a popular password. You know, QWERTY, like you mentioned. You talked about having three different passwords. The problem with that is you don't have enough, because if any of those passwords are out on the dark web. The dark web being any of these services you've used that have been hacked, if you've listened to our show, they all have been. Whatever you happen to use, like, you know, Red Sox rule or whatever it might be.
How'd you know?
Yeah, I know. Exclamation point. Then basically the bad guys have a shot at trying to log in as you somewhere else. They're going to use your email address and log in because they already know that. And let's go see what Brian's password is. See, I see he uses it over here. So three is not enough. And you should have a separate password for every service you use. You can still use passphrases or something unique every time you type it in. You can even have a passphrase that has to do with the site you're on. You know, if you're on an investing site, you know, hope I make some money, exclamation point, 1, 2, 5, 4, 5, 3, 8, whatever it might be, right?
Okay, so listen, this is not in the article, but this is you since this comes up a lot on your show.
Yeah.
The pre-made ones that they suggest,
yeah.
Do you advocate just accepting those?
They can be pretty complicated, and there's nothing wrong with having those.
But do you have to write them down?
You got to write them down, or you need to have a password manager to ingest them.
But a lot of times, like your phone and even your computer just remembers it anyway.
That's a bad thing.
Okay, that's what my next question is, that, you know, because it seems like even if it's something I logged in on my phone, when I go to this computer, it like remembers it. Like my Hilton login, I've never physically put it in on my desktop here, but it knows it.
Chrome knows it. It asked you if you wanted to remember it. You might have said yes. There are password
managers.
And that's
bad?
Yeah, I think because those areas can be hacked.
So you, instead of doing it that way, you should do it through a password manager.
A password manager, or like, you know, I talked about this in my radio program all the time. I know how the sausage is made. I use index cards. You can't hack those.
Hmm. Yeah, my password game is weak. It's not as weak as the average American, but it's relatively weak.
Yeah.
Up
your game, Brian.
The Eric Semmel standards. I just don't want to forget stuff, and I guess I trust the system too much to protect
me. That's the problem. You can't trust the system.
Yeah. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab. This is the kind of stuff he can answer for you 9 to 11 on Saturday here in WTIC. We talked, I think it was a week ago, about when I don't know if it's phishing or whatever, that they were using legitimate emails.
Yeah, they
and
really
that are. Was thrown that would throw me off. Now you're saying they're using some trusted
tools
or platforms, if you will.
Exactly.
And so if they have an email that looks legit,
right,
and a website that looks legit,
yep.
How do you know it's fraud?
Well, that's the problem, right? So nowadays, you better be using a email phishing system that actually protects you from fraudulent attacks. But if it's like, let's say you get an email from Morgan. He's off on vacation. He's not around right now. I haven't seen him in a week, so he's on vacation. You get an email from Morgan, and it's going to say, hey, Brian, check out this Vizio file. You're going to probably open it.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is, if it's out of the blue.
But opening it's not enough to make it bad, right? You have to like click to it or give information or.
Well, yeah, if you follow any instructions. But if you click on any kind of link or you click on an attachment, then you're at risk. So nowadays you almost have to assume, and I've said this forever, email is all going to be going after you. So just assume it's bad email almost all the time. If you're not expecting an email, if it's like, oh, here's your order. I don't even care who it's from. Make sure you ordered it.
Yeah.
You know, did your wife order it? Make sure you find out before you start clicking on this stuff, because they're just going to prey on your ability to.
I've gotten all these PayPal payment requests.
Yep.
It's happened a ton to me lately.
Yes.
And I was like, I do owe some money to like Club Sports. And I was like, no, they would text me or email me if that was really late.
Exactly. So, yeah, be careful of these trusted sites. Now the bad guys are using real people's email addresses that they get into because they only have three passwords. So they got in, Red Sox are great, exclamation point, logged in as you. and then sent an email, even though you didn't send it to your friend, and it's a malicious payload.
So we don't have a ton of time. This story is maybe uncomfortable for some. You know, 25% of people surveyed said they'd be okay with an AI romance.
Yes, that's
and
scary.
Basically the premise is you get all your sexual urges taken care of by online porn, and you don't have the complications of a relationship. Now, this does, I mean, her with Joaquin Phoenix is like 10 years old now.
Yeah, yeah.
But so this has been talked about for a long time, but that's a pretty high percentage.
It really was. It's the Institute of Family Studies. We're trying to get them on our program, too, to talk further about it. Heavy porn users are the most open to romantic relationships.
Of course, because, yeah.
Yeah, and with AI. And basically, you know, it's one of these things that AI is being used for so many things. Generative responses are one thing, but there's a whole AI group of folks that are actually setting up these personalities that people are interfacing with. Now, I know Senator Murphy talks about the issue of loneliness.
Yeah. You could do the whole thing and not you leave your room for whatever and have no human interaction. It's so sci-fi-ish.
It is.
It used to be like, come on, give me a break. But now I can kind of see people who would want to not have the complications, don't like talking to people.
You've heard Karen and Bob. They sound pretty cute.
How'd they do last week?
Yeah, they're getting a little wordy. We're actually thinking that they're actually padding the time now to actually produce longer segments. No, they have the data. It's almost like Google wants to actually produce a longer period of time. They used to produce 8-minute bits.
Why? Does that make them more money?
I think then people put it out as a real podcast, right? And then you can actually put ads in it if you want to. So you can create an Karen and Bob podcast for your own, and it's 20 minutes long of babbling back and forth. So we're finding them less and less
compelling.
Compelling, yeah.
Interesting. You know, the India story.
Infosys.
Listen, that's India. He said that specifically for his country,
yes,
right?
He did.
He talked about how India needs 70-hour work weeks and work-life balance is a bunch of crap.
Right.
That wouldn't obviously never fly here in America because the labor laws would never allow it, and employers couldn't afford to pay people 70 hours anyway. So it's kind of not a story for
us. It is and it isn't, but because if you think about all the H-1B visas that come over from India, and Infosys is here, right? So if that is the work culture, and you can bring Indians in that agree that a 70-hour work week is the thing to do, and Americans are not happy to do it,
right?
You might find that Indians would under the H-1B visa system because they don't, you know, they're kind of indentured to the provider of the H-1B visa. They have to do with that work.
But over 40 hours, do you have to pay overtime?
I would suspect, unless you're salaried, right? And lots of folks are salary under these IT jobs. So it's an interesting story. We'll put links to all these stories over at our website at tabinc.com.
Yeah, it is. He meant for India. And India is just, some people say economically, India is the next giant, not China.
Yeah, I agree.
And that there's a lot of debate over that. Eric Semmel, as always, Eric, we appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
And you want some breakfast? Tommy's pulling up in like a minute.
I'm good.
Come on.
I'm on a diet. All my kids are getting married next year, and I got to drop 20.
You
got
to fit into that tux.
Yeah, man.
All right. Tab Computers and a Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday, 9 to 11 here on WTIC.